Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 18. Dear Gopal, I feel deep desperation. There are thoughts about committing suicide and that nobody can hear or want to hear my pain. I feel hopelessness and my head says that there is no way out of the suffering. Can you tell me what to do? Thanks. Okay, the first thing is that thinking about committing suicide is something that many people have. And basically, this is the attempt to top-down regulate our body, our physiology. So by thinking about committing suicide, we give the system imprints of agency, the control about the situation, because this is something I can do. If everything is hopeless, at least that's something that I have under control and I can do that. So thinking about suicide is something that can help people in states of complete desperation, as you describe it. But if it is not just thinking, if you're already planning it, that means that it becomes a reality for you. It's not just thinking. Soothe yourself. If you're really planning to do that, then really you have to go to a hospital. You have to immediately get professional help. And what I recommend is not a mental hospital in the sense of medication, but this has to be discussed with a doctor. I'm not a medical doctor. What I basically recommend is a clinic for psychotherapy, so that you are under people for a long time, for months, weeks or months. And this helps, even if the therapy is not the best. But to be with people day and night, not being alone, being in contact all the time, will definitely be of help, because that's what is lacking in your system. The state you describe is the total lack of almost any way of connection to the world and to other people. This is the result, because that's what you have experienced in your childhood. If you're really thinking about doing that, then please go to a hospital immediately, yeah? Or talk about that with your doctor. But anyway, also if you just use this kind of thinking to soothe yourself, anyway, I would recommend to go to a hospital. This is always a good idea. Yeah, so this is something I would really recommend you. And any way of trauma therapy can be helpful, whether in a hospital or not. But the therapist must know and must understand what's really going on. And there are some methods and techniques and theories the therapist has to know, otherwise he cannot really be of help. And this is especially the polyvagal theory from Dr. Stephen Porges. This is the attachment theory. One method that I recommend is NARM, the neuroaffective relational model that has been developed by Dr. Lawrence Heller. And also TRE, the tension and trauma releasing exercises from David Berselli, is also recommendable. It addresses shock trauma, but it's nevertheless can be of help. So just to give you some keywords, the desperation you experience now is the physical state of your body as a result of the destructive relational patterns that you experienced in your childhood. And your system doesn't realize that this setting is over. The body still is in that state. And because you have experienced all that, you have not learned to get in contact and to get in deep relationship. And this is the vicious circle. So the suffering you describe, the desperation, is a state of the physical body. And this is caused by not being able to get in contact today. So as soon as you learn how to talk about your state, then also the suffering can dissolve. And now you say, you write that nobody can hear or want to hear my pain. This is the state of your childhood. Your surrounding was not able to hear or was not willing to hear your pain. And you still project that onto the world. But this is not true. The physical state you are in, the desperation, is not true in the sense that there's no representation in reality today on the outside. And also, the second part you write, that nobody can hear or want to hear my pain, is also not true. There's no representation in reality today on the outside. It is just not true. These are the imprints of your childhood that are still active in your system, but it's not real anymore. And of course, if this state is there, you feel hopelessness because there was no hope in childhood. There was no solution. This is the state you describe. There was no solution. And thus, complete desperation is the result. It is based on real experiences in the childhood. But today, the circumstances on the outside have changed and your whole system has not realized that because you are not able to get in contact and thus get new information. So you are separated and this triggers the body state. This makes it difficult to get in contact and this is the vicious circle. Again, it is not true that there's nobody out there that can hear and want to hear your pain. This is the basic lie today. It was the truth in your childhood, but today it is a lie that disconnects you from the world. I really strongly would recommend to stop thinking like that and instead doing everything to get in contact with anybody. Yeah. You could, for example, look for a local group. There are people who do the work I teach. There you can find immediately people who are on the same path. You can book a ticket in my online events, for example. It's also a possibility. So it's not true what you say. Yeah. And it's about forcing yourself to get in contact at all costs. And the fact that you write this email is already a way of getting in contact. This is the beginning of the solution. You write this email to me and you see, I hear it. Yeah, I want to hear it and I can hear it and I even understand your situation completely. Yeah. So by listening to my answer, I hope you realize at least a little bit that the idea that nobody is there is absolutely wrong. Because if it would be true, I would not be there and answer your question. So at least one person is there. That's me right now. And there are many more. And there is a way out of this suffering. This is just the mind thinking about that it's hopeless and that there's no way out because in childhood there was no way out. But today it's not true. It is all about trauma research and healing of developmental trauma. Well, it's well researched. And I do this work almost every day. I see people being transformed. Yeah. It's not actually such a big thing, but from your point of view, it is impossible because you don't know how it's on the other side. You have not experienced that. But what I say is that it's not such a big step as it appears to you right now. So I hope this gives you some ideas. And really, this is all a lie that it's hopeless and that there's no way out of suffering and that there's nobody there that wants to hear your pain and so on. It is all completely a lie today. It was true in your childhood. Today, it is absolute nonsense. And you have to choose between these negative ideas and your activity to get in contact. Because if you are approaching other people, you have no capacity, no space to think these negative thoughts because you are then involved in contact. Yeah. And on the other side, if you don't do that, the mind starts with these ideas to project the physical state, yeah, to make it coherent. So this is what I can say about your state. I know that state also, by the way. I've been in this state for a long time, many years. So I know it absolutely to the ground. And what I say is, if you don't give up, if you force yourself to approach the world, the healing, the transformation will happen. It is bound to happen if you do that. And again, if you need more support from me, please take part in the online events. There are also English events and so we can work together or look for a good therapist in the area where you live. That's what I can say about this.